Now, certainly your rights to privacy in the workplace are minimal at best. And yes, if you're writing email, write email like the whole world's going to read it. If you're on phone systems, many companies monitor their phones, as you hear on those recordings when you call those companies. So you have to sort of, unfortunately, proceed from the assumption that you're operating in a fishbowl. I think that the smart employers, though, because right now good employees are at a premium and everybody wants them and wants to keep them, a smart employer will establish a good company privacy policy. So they'll encourage frank discussions through email, and promise employees that, you know, if you're not committing a crime or really drastically violating a code of conduct, you know, your email won't be used against you. And I think because one of the things you have to remember is that the reason there is the philosophy sometimes behind privacy and confidentiality is so there can be full disclosure. That's why a doctor and a patient and a lawyer and a client have a privilege, is so the patient can tell everything to the doctor, knowing it'll be confidential, and the doctor needs all that information to make the best judgment about how to treat that patient. This is true for society as well. If we are confident that our communications will only be used for the purposes that we intend, it'll lead to a freer communication throughout society and encourage participation.